This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, with senior leaders of various political parties holding multiple rallies and road shows in the two states to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings at Akola and Nanded in Maharashtra today. Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis and other leaders are expected to be present in Prime Minister's rallies. NCP President Ajit Pawar will be campaigning in Pune, Sangli and Satara. On the other hand, Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold poll meetings in Nagpur. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in Bid. Polling for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will take place on the 20th of this month. In Jharkhand, elections to the 81-member state assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata's life reminds that true leadership is measured not just by one's achievements, but by one's ability to care for the most vulnerable. In an op-ed in a national daily, Mr. Modi said, "It has been a month since Ratan Tata left the mortal world, but his absence is deeply felt across every segment of society, not only in the nation, but around the world." The Prime Minister said Ratan Tata is alive in the lives he touched and the dreams he nurtured. He said Ratan Tata was an inspiration for the youth and a reminder that dreams are worth pursuing and that success can coexist with compassion as well as humility. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah greeted the citizens of Uttarakhand on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah called the state a land of natural beauty and rich cultural heritage. The Home Minister prayed to Baba Kedarnath that the state, renowned for its immense faith in religion and culture and deep love for nature, may continue to progress towards touching the heights of progress and prosperity. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has stressed that road safety should be given the highest priority while constructing pathways in the country to prevent road accidents and consequent deaths. Mr. Gadkari was speaking after inaugurating the 83rd annual session of the Indian Roads Congress at Raipur in Chhattisgarh last evening. He said efforts have been made to improve the shortcomings in road engineering and automobile engineering, but defective detailed project report has created a major problem. Pointing at the gathering of officials and engineers, the minister said no tenders should be issued without carefully examining detailed project report. He said improvement in road engineering will curb accidents and save lives. The U.S. Department of Justice has said that Federal Bureau of Investigations thwarted an Iranian plot to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump. It charged an Iranian national and arrested two American citizens for involvement in a plot to murder the Republican president-elect. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, an air quality index AQI of 361 was reported in the national capital this morning. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. As per the data from CPCB, the AQI in some parts of the city reached severe levels, crossing the 400 mark. Rohini recorded an AQI of 404, New Moti Bagh recorded 409, Bawana 411, Vivek Vihar 400, and Punjabi Bagh recorded an AQI of 398. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 61 runs in the first T20 international of a four-match series at Kingsmead Cricket Stadium in Durban last night. Chasing a target of 203 runs, the hosts were bowled out 441 in 17.5 overs. Earlier, after being put into bat, the visitors scored 202 for 8 in the allotted 20 overs. Sanju Samson dazzled with a score of 107 of 50 balls, earning the player of the match accolade for his second T20I century. The World University Shooting Championship will kick off at the Dr. Karni Singh Range in New Delhi today. The competition will begin with the air pistol events, where Asian Games gold medalist Palak Gulia will be in action. And that is the end of this news bulletin.